This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1054, How to Get a Job Abroad Now. You can thank me later, by Christina Browning of OurRichJourney.com. And I am Dan, I'm your host, with you every single day on the newly renamed Optimal Work Daily to help you optimize your work life. And I'm going to keep this intro nice and short for you to start off the week, so let's get right to it as we optimize your life. How to Get a Job Abroad Now. You Can Thank Me Later, by Christina Browning of OurRichJourney.com. If the title of this article isn't obvious, I'm a huge fan of working abroad. Eamon and I lived and worked in Spain and Japan for almost 10 years. Two words, life-changing. First, the most obvious life-changing benefits from living and working abroad. One, meeting new people. Two, learning about different cultures. And three, learning a new language. Second, the not-so-obvious benefit. You can save money. When we lived and worked abroad in Spain and Japan, our employer paid for our housing and all of our utilities. Rather than spend that saved money on designer clothing, fancy dining, and hot air balloon rides, that's a thing, right? We invested that saved money. In fact, we saved and invested so much money while living and working abroad that we ultimately reached financial independence and retired 2 years earlier than we expected. So why am I sharing this? Reread the title of this article. Getting a job abroad has huge benefits when you're pursuing FIRE, especially when you can find a job with an employer that pays for your housing. If you have any interest in working abroad and living rent and mortgage free while living abroad, this article will get you started on your job search. The following is a list of 5 different categories of employers that seem to always have jobs abroad, many of which also offer free housing to their employees who work abroad. Number 1. United States Federal Government. When Eamon and I worked in Spain and Japan, we worked for the U.S. federal government. While working there, we got paid our regular salaries, and we also got our housing and utilities paid for in full. Of course, you're not limited to just Spain and Japan if you want to work abroad for the federal government. In fact, the federal government is the largest U.S. employer abroad, with thousands of jobs in more than 120 different countries. 2. Large corporations. If you don't want to work for a government entity, large corporations are a great way to go. These types of large corporations are typically headquartered in the U.S., but have field offices throughout the world. Google is a great example of this. It's headquartered in the U.S., but it also has field offices in more than 60 locations throughout the world. And Google isn't just a tech company that only hires techies. They have jobs around the world for people in merchandising, sales, marketing, customer service, data science, security. The list goes on. 3. Travel companies. Naturally, because of the very nature of service, there are tons of travel company jobs abroad. If you're interested in working for a travel-type company, check out Airbnb. Airbnb has jobs in over 57 locations throughout the world in more than 350 different departments. They hire people in all sorts of disciplines, including jobs in facilities, marketing, photography, art and design, and safety positions. As a plus, their offices seem to be very worker-friendly. They offer their employees free food and snacks, paid volunteer time, and a credit for annual travel and experiences. Hilton Worldwide is another great travel company option. Hilton employs more than 165,000 people in more than 90 countries around the globe, and they are everywhere. They have jobs in Morocco, the Netherlands, Peru, Poland, the Bahamas, Greece. Basically, anywhere that you might have considered living, Hilton probably hires there. Plus, Hilton was recently named the number 2 best workplace in the world. 4. International schools. If you find the right international school to work for abroad, you can find some great benefits. If you're not a teacher, don't skip past this category too quickly. Of course, international schools hire teachers, but they also have other available positions that don't require a teaching credential, like nurses, coaches, administrative assistants, sports directors, etc. If you're interested in teaching at an international school, check out www.teachaway.com. The site lists different jobs at international schools in different countries. I recently did a random search on the site and found jobs that included free housing, a free trip back home for vacation, a sponsor, and free schooling for someone that moves abroad with children. Of course, benefits vary from place to place, but TeachAway.com offers jobs in various locations throughout the world. If you're interested in working in a school environment, this is a great site to begin your search. And 5. Intergovernmental organizations. Finally, number 5 on this list, and remember, this list is not all-inclusive, intergovernmental organizations. If you're interested in working for an intergovernmental organization, check out jobs with NATO. The majority of NATO jobs are located in Europe, and NATO has some diverse jobs. Jobs in political military work, defense, security and diplomacy, engineering, resource management, administration, and management or information technology. The World Trade Organization, WTO, is another great intergovernmental organization to check out. WTO offers numerous opportunities for people to work at their headquarters in Geneva, Switzerland. They have openings for attorneys, legal officers, trade policy analysts and specialists, research economists and statisticians, press officers, translators and interpreters, and professionals in finance, IT, and HR. WTO offers free housing for employees who work abroad, a free trip back home every 2 years, 30 days paid leave, and federal holidays totaling almost 40 days of paid leave each year. So there you have it, a list of 5 different categories of employers that you can check out to find a job abroad. Take action and start your job search today. You can always thank me later. You just listened to the post titled, How to Get a Job Abroad Now. You Can Thank Me Later, by Christina Browning of OurRichJourney.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thanks to Christina for letting us share her work today. And by the way, even though you've now heard this article, it would be a really great one to go back and check out online, because one of the things that you can find there is links that you can follow to find jobs at all the places she was talking about. And as always, you can find the link to the article itself in the episode description. A little bit more about Christina now. She and her husband, Eamon, are former federal government employees, as she mentioned, who focused on saving, making, and investing money so that they could grow enough wealth in their investments to never have to work again. And guess what? They did it. At the age of 39, they reached financial independence, quit their jobs, and retired. So if you're interested in learning how to save, make, and invest money on the road to financial independence and retiring early, FIRE, their site is one you must check out, so I've got that linked in this episode's description. And again, thank you so much to Christina and Eamon for giving us permission to narrate their work. But that's it for another edition of Optimal Work Daily. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks so much for being here. And I'll be back with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.